Yo, what up? This is D Minor, and you are listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
And the time has gone, 25 to 9, and we have the lovely Nuria on the line. Good morning, Nuria.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing in Tasmania? It must be freezing.
It's pretty cold this morning, but it's a beautiful sunny day, so awesome. We have some lovely winter days here.
Great. Now, I must say, I looked at what you did on the weekend. I saw your boat cruise. I saw your live, everything. I was so jilly. Wish I was there celebrating. All my friends are all heading to Tasmania because it's one of those places that you can get, you know, the destinations where the government's giving relief to travel. Yeah. So I'm sure you've got an influx of visitors lately.
Yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. Yeah, so how was the event on the weekend?
It was gorgeous. It was really magic. There was we had a little boat cruise leaving from Hobart's waterfront in Salamanca, and we just cruised around the Derwent River for a couple of hours. And, it was a really intimate, beautiful little night.
No, great. Excellent. I love, by the way, you know how much I love Hobart and the Salamanca markets and that whole nightlife. It's just, I think Tassie, for everybody out there that hasn't been there or has their perception of Tasmania, it is, I think it's one of the best places, the most cultured place in Australia. It's got amazing food. The best seafood, by the way, the best. I've had truffle. I've had just amazing stuff there. The whiskey bars, everything. And, of course, the live entertainment and the music. Everything is just classy, definitely. Awesome. Now, I'm keen to know, because you are just pumping out music left, right and centre every time. I think I've had you 3 or 4 times on the radio now.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the new single that you've just released last week on the 23rd. Of
So I released a single called Juliet last Friday, and this is the second album on my the second single from my album that's coming out later this year. And Juliet it's essentially just a love song, really, and it kind of goes into those early experiences that you have in the first stages of a romance, where it kind of feels like the feeling is just so intense that it's almost like a pleasure and a poison at the same time.
Yeah, you just can't get enough of them, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to say, because Juliet, and I know the name's Juliet, and back in the day I read Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, it has echoes of that that story, I suppose, and it's just the ultimate love story, really, isn't it?
It is a love story. Great. Now, is there something that I should know? Is there a personal connection to this Juliet that you've got another love, or is that?
No, nothing more personal than that. I really like the story.
Awesome. Now, Juliet, with the song Juliet, obviously I listened to it and there's reference to the chalet as well and the poison, because, you know, unfortunately I watched that movie, and as romantic and lovely as it was, it ended quite tragically, the relationship.
Mm.
So is it just about the love, or is it also about the breakup or the departure?
No, it is about the love, but I guess it just is about that that idea that sometimes that love can be so intense that it can that it can almost be like a poison, and you know, not being able to be with that person can be intolerable, and I guess that was the outcome in Romeo and Juliet, was a, you know, example of that absolute need and want for one another, and in the end that life wasn't worth going on with if they couldn't be together.
Great. Excellent. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring the listeners, Juliet, but before I go, I want to know what's next on the pipeline, because you're always working on something. Every time I talk to you, you've got something in the pipeline. So what
I do, yeah. Well, very most immediately, I've got a show coming up this weekend at Alta Bar in Hobart. That's Saturday night. So for any Sydney siders who are coming down our way, I'll be playing there. And bigger picture wise, as I said earlier, I've got my second album that'll be coming out later in the year, and I've got a couple more singles to share in the next few months from that album before the whole thing comes out. So I'm really excited about that. And of course, I'm always songwriting, and I'm always planning the next music to come. So yeah, I hope you enjoy, because there's plenty more to come.
Excellent. No, definitely. Love your music. Love one of my, you know, my all-time favorite, because we had a live 905. So I just, every promo I do and I have to do a little ad, I add your live song to it.
I love that.
It's just the perfect song. Awesome.
That's great. No, I wrote great. That especially for your radio station.
Thank you. And I was glad that you actually had an opportunity, definitely. So I've got a gentleman in the studio with me at the moment, and he's got a little question that he'd love to ask. His name is Daniel Brett, and he's the founder of 5150 Clothing. And Daniel's been nudging me and saying, I've got a question I want to ask. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to allow him to bump away and ask you a question. Go, Daniel.
Great. Hey, good morning. I'm trying to write myself. I do poems and whatnot, but I just want to know what motivates you to write your music. How can you be so consistent with your content, and what drives you to to go public and try and tell a story?
Yeah, I guess I just draw from my experiences, whether they're sort of recent experiences or past experiences. And I suppose I probably, like any artist, I think a lot about things that I've experienced and how that's made me feel. And I just really love the process of then changing that into an artistic form and sort of wrapping it up in a song, or, you know, perhaps for somebody else, a poem, and just how that can completely transform the experience, but can make it in a form that can then be shared with other people, and that they don't have to be people that you necessarily know. And I just think there's something really powerful in that connection and the way that art can do that. So that's what drives me.
100% correct on that. It's beautiful what music can do, and the connection that one can have, you know, with the song. Necessarily written by whoever.
One
thing I love about Nuria is, if you listen to her entire track, everything has that emotional connection, and she tells life's journeys through her music. It's like she's the art of storytelling through music. Very emotive, very deep and connecting. Awesome.
Thank you.
For all the listeners out there, how can they find you? Where can they, on what platforms?
Well, anywhere that you want to find me, basically, you can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, and certainly stream the music on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever other streaming provider you choose. My name is Nuria, Nuria.
Awesome. Great. So I'm going to be bringing you Nuria's new release called Juliet. Nuria, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here at Live 90.5. And I can't wait to have you back again, because you're just pumping out music fast. I'm actually really envying you. You are the fast and the furious. You pumping out music fast. Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care. That was Nuria. And coming up, we have Juliet. Stay tuned.
Look up and I can see the ripples that I made. The quiet silence, heavy dripping with my ache. I can see through. Your head. backwards.